Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations this morning. This morning I'd like to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting in verse 6. Actually, we'll back up to verse 5. He says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything, for they themselves show us of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." And so Paul here speaks very highly here of the Thessalonians. He talks about how they became followers of him. Paul tells them, follow us. You became followers of us and of the Lord. Paul was walking in such a way that when people started to follow him, they became followers of the Lord. They embraced his teaching. In verse 7, he says, they were in samples to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. You know, the Thessalonians here were examples. And then in verse 8, he says, "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything." You know, they were such an example of Christian living and faith and godliness and holiness that it was going abroad in every place. Their faith was spoken about. It was... They were such an example, such an ensample, that as people looked on, they marveled. And the Apostle Paul says, I don't even need to tell people anything. They just look in at your lives and they see Christ. And it's a challenge that I want to leave with us this morning, that our lives, that we would be living holy lives by faith in Christ, that people looking on can see Jesus. You know, the scripture says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set up on a hill cannot be hid. Ye are the salt of the earth. If the salt hath lost its savour, is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the feet of men. You know, when there's no more salt there and it's thrown out and trodden under the feet of men, you know, as Romans says, the name of God gets blasphemed. If we profess Christianity and the life is not there to back it up like the Thessalonians, then the name of God gets blasphemed. And so, Lord, help us that we would be that true example like the Thessalonians were here, in that their faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. It says they were in samples to all that believe. So just want you to encourage you this morning to be that example for Jesus Christ, that you can you say like the Apostle Paul, you know, can you encourage people to follow yourself as you follow Christ? Paul did that over and over. He encouraged people to follow me as I follow Christ. And so, Lord bless you for listening this morning, and be that example that others may see Christ in you. Thank you for listening, and let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We bless you, and we praise you for it, Lord. Lord, that it's inspired, and it's holy, and it's right, and it's good. And Lord, you want to bless us with all spiritual blessings. And I just pray, Lord, that you would fill us with your spirit, Lord, that we could walk in this way and be filled with all spiritual blessings. Lord, we just thank you and praise you again for your word. And I pray you bless your word to each here this morning, that you would receive glory and honor from each one of their lives, and they'd be inspired to take up the cross and follow Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.